your Bibles to the book of Acts, chapter 2, in your Scofield Reference Bible, page 1151. Starting with verse 37, we'll read responsively through verse 42. The text verse is the 38th verse. Acts 2, verses 37 through 42, and page 1151 in your Scofield Bible. Meanwhile, this announcement in the library lot. There's a teal green Mercury Mystique, Indiana license number 96D8405. Your lights are on. Let's stand, please, for the reading of the Word of God. Now, when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do? And then Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, Save yourselves from this untoward generation. And they that gladly received his word were baptized. And the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers. And let's pray. Father, you're awfully good to us. Thank you that we gather here this evening and we freely do so. We see many images of war these days, refugees, news of slaughter and innocents being hounded and killed. And yet, here we are in free America, spoiled a bit. Thank you for that freedom, but thank you, too, that we're free to choose this church, and we're free to gather here with our friends, these dear ones, our church family. Thank you for the privilege of tonight. We pray that you'd open our hearts and minds, and we pray that you'd help our preacher. We pray that as he preaches, that we would listen. Because we believe that you have given him what you want us to have. Help him, help us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Brother Dan was singing, I was thinking that I thank God I go to a church where music is not a performance like a Hollywood show. I thank God that sincere people save, get up here and sing to bless people. And I like it that way. I don't like all that junk that goes along with it. I want to speak tonight on the subject, Hey, look who got saved. Hey, look who got saved. The sermon I'm going to preach tonight is from a text that I used maybe a couple of years ago. I plan to use the same text and go a little beyond the sermon, much beyond the sermon that I preached then. The first part of the sermon may seem a little familiar to you, but I'll go beyond that. And I want to read for you without your turning to it, my text verse. Then Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. So I want to pull out those little words, every one of you. Every one of you. That's my text for the sermon tonight. Our Heavenly Father, I come again to throw out the lifeline, preach the book. I preach now for these 53 years plus, over 64,000 times. I've stood behind pulpits and platforms across America and here and around the world and preached from the book. I pray you help me tonight to do it with the same vigor that I had as a 21-year-old lad pastoring a little church in East Texas. And I pray you'd give us tonight a sweet and happy time together. In Jesus' name, amen. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. We read this word so lightly and apply it only to ourselves. And I think that's all right. Preachers through these 2,000 years have stood, and they have used this scripture to say, repent, every one of you, be baptized, every one of you, and ye shall receive the remission of sin. However, wait a minute. Practical teaching of the original sermon preached with the Apostle Peter, I want you to notice that this is Jerusalem, and the congregation is the people who 7 weeks ago crucified our Lord. Now think about that. Boy, how would you like to preach to a crowd like that? So 7 weeks ago, these same people were crying, crucify him, crucify him, let Barabbas go. And now Peter stands up and preaches to the same crowd of people that 7 short weeks ago had crucified or encouraged the crucifixion of our Lord. Peter tells these same people with blood on their hands and have had for these 7 weeks, he tells these same people that Jesus will save them. What a wonderful Savior that is. Good night. It's a good thing I'm not the one that crucified. I'd have told them, where I told them to go. But anyway, I wouldn't have done it. I'd have had my secretary type it and I'd have signed it. But I'm simply saying that this same motley crowd of people that were part of the condemnation, the arresting, the trial, the conviction, the crucifying, the beating, all these people, Peter stands and tells these people that God will blot their sins out of his book. He tells these people that God will never record another sin. There's something they can do that will cause God never to record another sin against them. He stands and tells this same rotten crowd of people that God will write their names in the book of life and prepare a home in heaven for them and impute to them the personal righteousness of Jesus Christ. He will declare them as though they had never sinned and prepare them a body just like the body of the Savior. He says, every one of you. Somebody said, do you mean me? I was a Pharisee that plotted his death. I was one of the ones that planned his death and got together with a committee of people and plotted. You mean me? Peter says, every one of you. Every one of you. But do you mean me? I was the innkeeper that turned him away in Bethlehem, a few miles away. I was the innkeeper. Do you mean me? And Peter says, every one of you. What, do you mean me? I was a scribe who wrote against him and incited the angry mob. I wrote for the Jerusalem Times. And I was one of those. Do you mean me? And Peter said, every one of you can be saved. Every one of you can have your sins blotted out. Every one of you can have your name written in the book of life. Every one of you can have a home prepared in heaven for you. Every one of you. Do you mean me? I was one of the militia who arrested him when Judas placed the kiss of betrayal upon his brow. I was one of those that came and arrested him and took him away to be tried. I was one of the militia. Do you mean me? Every one of you. But I was a soldier whose hand grasped a whip that mutilated his back. I took the cat of nine tails and I thrashed his back 39 times with that awful, awful whip. You mean me? Every one of you can be saved. Every one of you can have your name written in heaven. Why, do you mean me? I was the high priest that refused to free him. I could have done so. I had the power and the authority to set him free, but I did not set him free. I was that high priest. Do you mean me? Every one of you. But I was the man who freely provided the whip. I was the guy that gave them the cat of nine tails. And provide, do you mean I can have my sins forgiven? I can have my name written in heaven? Every one of you, bless God for that statement, every one of you, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. But listen, I was the carpenter who donated the nails and the hammer. They came to me, and I gave them the hammer.
with which to drive the nails into the cross. And I provided the very nails that went through his hands. Do you mean that I can have my sins forgiven? You mean that I can have a home in heaven? You mean if I trust Jesus, I can have my sins blotted out? Every one of you. Oh, but wait a minute. I was the one who built the cross. I was the one who felled the tree and took the cross and made the cross. And I was the one that provided the throne on which Jesus would be crucified. You mean that I can have my sins forgiven and I can be justified and I can have my sins washed away and I can have the righteousness of Jesus recorded against my record? Every one of you. But now, wait a minute. I was the guard who guarded his tomb. Every one of you. But I was the governor who sentenced him. I could have let him go free, but I sentenced him. You mean he would forgive me for that? Every one of you can have your sins remitted. But I was one of the two false witnesses that testified falsely. I was lying. I knew I was lying. I was paid to testify against him. And if I had not testified, there would not have been two witnesses. And no doubt, he would not have been tried. You mean that same Jesus would forgive me and make me his child and write my name in heaven? That's exactly what Peter meant. Every one of you. But now, wait a minute. I was a member of the mob who cried, "Crucify him! Crucify him! Let Barabbas go and crucify him!" I was one of those that was responsible for Barabbas going free and Jesus, the perfect one, going to Calvary. You mean me? Every one of you. But now, wait a minute. I slapped him while he was suffering. I walked by him while he was suffering, and I took my hand and slapped him and backhanded him. You mean me? I mean every one of you. But wait a minute. I made the crown of thorns that pierced his brow. I was the one who went out and plucked the thorns, and I put the thorns and matted them into a crown, and I was the one who made the crown of thorns. You mean he'd forgive me? Yes, I mean he'd forgive you. Every one of you. But now, wait a minute. I pulled the thorny crown upon his brow. I was the one, it was I, who pulled the crown of thorns on his brow that caused the blood to gush out and the Son of God to be a crown as a mock king with only a cross for a throne and a soldier's coat for a robe and a walking stick for a scepter and a jeering mob for subjects. I was the one who pulled the crown of thorns on his head. You mean he'd forgive me? Yes, I mean that. Yes, I mean that. Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they can be as white as snow. But wait a minute. I was the one who provided the spear that wounded his side. Somebody was looking for some spear, and I gave them mine. I was the one who owned that spear, and I gave him the spear that pierced his wounded side. Certainly, he wouldn't save me. Every one of you. But I was the one who thrust the spear in his side. I, myself, took that spear and thrust that spear into his side. Certainly, he wouldn't write my name in heaven. Certainly, I could not have my sins remitted. Certainly, I could not become a child of God. Certainly, I could not live in heaven forever. Every one of you. But don't misunderstand me. I was one of the ones who passed by wagging my head saying that thou destroyest the temple and buildest it in 3 days. Save thyself. If thou be the Son of God, come down from the cross. I was one of those wagging my head and saying, yeah, if you be the Son of God, come on down, come on down. I was one of those. He wouldn't save me. Every one of you, hallelujah, every one of you can be saved. But I was one of the chief priests. Who said he saved others? Let him save himself. Would I be a part of this invitation to have my sins remitted and my sins forgiven? Every one of you. But I was an elder who shouted, if he be the King of Israel, let him now come down from the cross. Would God save someone like that? Every one of you. But I painted the sign that was placed over his head. This is Jesus, the King of the Jews. And as a mockery, I painted that sign and gave it to him. Would God save me? Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, there's nobody so low that God won't lift them up. There's nobody so far away that God will bring them back. It's every one of you. But now, wait a minute. I took a sponge and filled it with vinegar and put it on a reed and gave him to drink. I was the one who took the sponge with the vinegar and placed it on the lips of the Savior Do you think he'd save somebody who did something like that? I think he'll save anybody that will come and believe in faith. And Peter stood and preached to that motley crowd, and he said, every one of you, chief priests, every one of you, soldiers, every one of you, mob, anger mob, every one of you, high priests, every one of you, priests, every one of you, scribes, every one of you, Pharisees, every one of you. But now, wait a minute. I spat on him. I actually cast spittle upon the face of the Son of God. Do you think he'd forgive me? Every one of you. But I am a member of a minority race. I was a Samaritan. We were hated for the Jews, and he was a Jew. Do you think he'd forgive me? Every one of you. Red and yellow, black and white, they're precious in his sight. Jesus loves all the people of the world. Every one of you. Well, I'm Barabbas. I'm a notable prisoner who was released so Jesus could die. I gladly took my release. I gladly walked to my freedom. Would that mean me? Barabbas, did you hear him? Every one of you. Chief priest, did you hear him? Every one of you. Soldiers, did you hear him? Every one of you. Peter stands up and preaches the motliest crowd ever been preached to in the history of Christianity, the crowd that nailed him to a cross 7 weeks ago. And Peter says, every one of you, I don't care what you've done, how deep in sin you've gone, what part you had in his crucifixion, the very fact that he died for those sins that you committed. Hey, if God would save that crowd, I bet God would save you. I bet he would. I bet if God would save that crowd, I bet he would save every one of the people in this room tonight. But I'm a mission man with the scent of alcohol on my clothing. The Bible says every one of you. But I'm a street person ignored by those that pass by. The Bible says every one of you. But I am a sailor with many dark hours in which I have sinned. Bible says every one of you. But I'm a truck driver with memories I'd like to forget. The Bible says every one of you. But I have rustled unholy skirts in my lifetime. The Bible says every one of you. But I've been behind bars and served time for crimes against society. The Bible says every one of you. But I walked the streets selling my body for cash. The Bible says every one of you. There is not a person walking the streets of this world tonight but what Jesus wouldn't say if it come to Jesus. Thank God it's every one of you. God puts it in several ways. He says in one place, whosoever. In one other place he says, all ye. Another place he says, as many as. Another place he says, if any man. And in our text tonight, he says, every one of you. Now let me pivot for a minute. Peter gives the invitation when he finishes preaching. Here they flood the aisles. Who are these people walking down the aisles? Hey, I see some folks over there that mocked him. They're walking down the aisle to get saved. Hey, I see some chief priests over here that could have freed him, but didn't. And they're walking down the aisle to get saved. Hey, I see some Pharisees over here who plotted his trial. They're walking down. Hey, I see a governor walking down the aisle. And I see the fellow who made the cross. And I see the fellow who made the crown of thorns. And I see the one who gave the spear. Hey, look at this crowd coming down the aisle to get saved. Who are these converts? Some who mocked him. There's a scribe who wrote against him. Look at those soldiers who scourged him walking down the aisle. I see Pharisees and Sadducees. I see priests. I see false witnesses and elders and priests. I see that same crowd that nailed him to the cross 7 weeks ago walking down the aisle. But that isn't all. Not only did they get saved, but they joined an independent New Testament Baptist church on the spot. And when the first church assembled for church that morning, guess who was out there? A bunch of ex-crooks and ex-convicts and folks that crucified the Savior, sort of like the crowd I'm preaching to tonight. But that isn't all. The next Sunday, guess who was at church? All these same people I mentioned a while ago who trusted Christ. These 3,000 people, there wasn't one of these 3,000 people that didn't have a part in his crucifixion. The Bible says even his disciples forsook him and fled.
Wait a minute. These same people filled Jerusalem with the gospel. Who are these folks going soul winning? Who are these folks having chariot routes? Who are they? Who are these folks going to the ghettos of Jerusalem? I'll tell you who they are. A bunch of people that 7 weeks ago said, crucify him, crucify him. Let Barabbas go. I'm trying to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that those same people are the people that turned the world upside down for God. Then I bet God could use you. If God would use this motley crowd of Christ's enemies, if God would use these people who are standing there with the blood of the Son of God dripping from their hands, I've got news for you. There is not a single person in this room tonight that God will not use. I don't care how low you've gone, God will use you. How far you've gone, God will use you. How timid you are, God will use you. How sinful you've been, God will use you. How wicked your life has been, God will use you and use this motley crowd of converts to turn the world upside down for God. The same crowd got 5,000 people saved later. This same crowd in Acts 4:32 got a multitude saved. This same crowd in Acts 6:1-7 multiplied the number of conversions. In Acts 5:42, this same crowd went to every house in Jerusalem. Hey, these weren't a bunch of pious prudes. These were a bunch of folks that after a while ago were hollering, crucify him and let Barabbas go. And this same motley crowd were the ones that went to every house in Jerusalem and knocked on every door of the city. These were the same ones who were persecuted and scattered. These were the same ones who went everywhere preaching the Word of God. These are the same ones who started a church in Antioch. These are the same ones who turned the world upside down for God, and these are the same ones who were filled with the power of the Holy Spirit of Almighty God, and from that day until this, people like this have come to Christ, and like this church, people like you and me have come to Christ all over the world and built great churches. Why? Because Jesus Christ came to the world to save sinners. Every one of you. That means every one of you can be saved. That means every one of you can be baptized. That means every one of you can join this church. That means every one of you can be a soul winner. That means every one of you can be used of God. That means every one of you can be filled with the Holy Spirit. That means every one of you can have access to God just like anybody else can. Let the guy across the street talk about let me come to God for you. In the first place, he can't even come to God for himself. He can't come to God for you. I'll tell you, the street person that walked the aisle this morning and got saved, if he was sincere, has the same access to God that Pope John has today. Every one of you can come to God. Every one of you can read the Bible for yourself. Every one of you can have the mighty power of the Holy Spirit in your life. Every one of you can be a soul winner. Every one of you can be a witness. Every one of you can do something for God. It means every one of you can get your prayers answered and collectively turn the world upside down for God. It's been 2,000 years since that occasion. And Peter, by the way, even the guy preaching 7 weeks ago was turning on him. The guy behind the pulpit, the Pope. God, Judas was near the first Pope as Peter was. And as near a real Pope as Pope John is. And 2,000 years since that day. But to this day, every one of you, if you're here tonight, you've never trusted Christ, every one of you can be saved. Every one of you can have your name written in heaven. Every one of you can have your sins blotted out of this book. Every one of you can have a home in heaven prepared for you. Every one of you can have the righteousness of Jesus Christ
put on your record. Every one of you can go home tonight singing, gone, 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 gone. Yes, my sins are gone. Rolled away, rolled away, rolled away. Every burden in my heart rolled away. Every one of you. I said every one of you.
Little bus kid tucked away in the corner, it's every one of you. Rescue mission man, it's every one of you. Dear deaf friends back here, it's every one of you. Dear street people, it's every one of you. Dear fallen woman, it's every one of you. Dear wayward man, it's every one of you. You can be saved tonight. But that isn't all. Every one of you can be used of God. I'm glad about that. Collectively, all of us, every one of yous, collectively, can turn the world upside down for God. Let's keep it up. On May the 2nd, let us undeserving sinners, as much guilty of the crucifixion of Jesus Christ as was Barabbas, as guilty of the crucifixion of Christ as the man that grasped the hammer and drove the nails in his hand. Bless God, a bunch of old sinners redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus Christ said here tonight, let's do something that's never been done before. For five times, let's have 3,000 people saved. Thank God, collectively, a bunch of people, if they can do it then, we can do it now. If it's every one of you then, it's every one of you now. Come every soul by sin oppressed. There's mercy with the Lord. He will surely give you rest by trusting His Word. It's every one of you. Every one of you can have your name in heaven. If you're not saved tonight, walk down this aisle. Get it all settled. Every one of you. Every one of you who drifted from God, you're a Christian, but you're living away from God. You know who you are. Every one of you will be received back when you come back to the fold tonight. Every one of you can be used of Almighty God. And every one of you can be a part of the greatest church that's ever been on the face of this earth. And having 5,000 or 3,000 people saved for the fifth time. Every one of you. Hallelujah. It means that little five-year-old boy in the ghettos of Southwest Dallas who went to church barefoot the first time he ever went to Sunday school. Hallelujah. Every one of you can be used of God. It means that little boy reared on the lap of a poverty-stricken mother with an alcoholic father. Thank God. Thank God. It means me. Every one of you means me. He can save me. He forgives me. He's written my name in heaven. And bless God, if I'll let Him, He'll use me. It's every one of you, our Heavenly Father. I pray that a bunch of every one of you will walk this aisle tonight and say, yes, if it means me, I certainly want Him to forgive my sins and write my name in heaven. And I pray that those that are backslidden shall realize the invitation is to every one of you, every one of us, to come back to God, back to the fold, back to service. Every one of us can have our sins forgiven. Every one of us can be used of God. I pray tonight you'd help us to revel in and take the opportunity.